Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing. Today's daf is daf Samech Gimel, daf 63. Today is a very story-filled daf, filled with Agadata, very famous stories. We're going to see B'zad Hashem. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah, Shalom HaBad HaKhodim, V'Khladam, Chaim Dabar HaKhamah HaNibzan, El Menchon HaKham Rivka. Sarabah HaManeir, Shalom HaMasar, Adabin Merchad, Yifah Bad Devaru, Rivka Bad HaKhavir, Rivka Bad HaSer, Shalom HaSar, Fahim, Nahum, Shalom HaKhana, Yifah Bad Miriam, Yivu Dama, Yifah Chayav, Sabit Chana, Rechab, Chana, Simcha, Ben Malka, Miriam, Bad HaKhidu, Yizu, Miriam, Chana, Bad Nahum, Yichol, Sama, Tamar, Sama, Chana, Gamar, Gidu, Bar, Mecha, Tanu, Yisaj, Jamun, Yaakov, Ben Dama, Mecha, Yishu, Manet, Ayu, Nefah, Yosef, Ben Dama, Shalom, Tanina, Yosef, Yifan, Tanina, Medina, Simcha, Dama, Fahim, Dama, Gidu, Mela, Kuba, Shalom, Gidu, Gidu, Adina, Begad, Ben Miriam, Kabe, Yishu, Ben Echol, Mechana, Mechad, Ben Sarab, Zom, Sam, Si, Elchon, David, Yerariya, Ben Rivka, אדיאנה בשרה בת שושנה, ולהבדיל אלינו נשמע דוד בן אליהו, בן אמין בן יצחק, ליד דינה בן אפרים, שומר משען בן המכה בדן, בועז בן אברהם, דינה בת אהרון, תמר ברכה בת אברהם, משה בן רפאל, חדמשן בת ישעיה הכהן, יוסף חיים בן משה, להבדיל אלינו דברה בת מרים. Okay, we left off towards the bottom of the page on סמך בית עמוד בית, I believe. Let's just find the spot where we left off, yes. It's actually towards the middle of the page, the third long line. First word on the line, we said "Venach Nafshei." Now we're getting into a story about Rebbe. Rebbe Iyasak Leili Brei Be Rebbe Chia. Rebbe was trying to marry off his son to the daughter of Rebbe Chia. Kimata in the house of Rebbe Chia. So Kimata. Kimata lemichtav ketubah. Whenever he went to write the ketubah, Nach Nafshei deravita. The nafsha deravita, the maiden, the woman, she passed away. So Amar Rebbe, chas v'shalom pesula ika. He says, chas v'shalom, maybe there's someone who is pasul in the family. Yativu v'ainu b'mishpachot. They went and looked inside the families. Rebbe ate mishvatiya ben avital. Rebbe came from Shvatiya, the son of Avital. Right? Rashi tells us, who was Avital? Anybody know? Avital was? So Shvatiya ben Avital was ben David. Avital Shem Eshet David. So Avital was the wife of David, one of the wives of David. They had a son named Shvatiya. So Rebbe came from this Shvatiya. He came from this tribe. But Rebbe Chia came Ate Mishim'i Achi David. Rebbe Chia didn't come from the kingship lineage. Rather, he came from the brother of David. So he's saying, look, you came from the brother of David. This children came from the David himself. So that's what the difference is. Azil, and that's why, you know, the woman died. She wasn't fit to marry my son. Azil yasekle libre be Rebbe Yose. So he went to marry off his son, Rebbe, to marry off Rebbe's son to the daughter of Rebbe Yose ben Zimra. Paskule tarte sare shanin. He made an agreement that he can go and learn in the Beit Midrash. 12 years to learn in the Beit Midrash. Le mezal bebe Rav, to go and learn in the Academy of Rav. Achalfua kamei, they brought her in front of him while he was learning, while he was in the Beit Midrash. Amar lahu, he said to them, nihavu shit shanin. Okay, let's cut it in half, 6 years. He couldn't hold himself back. Then what happened? Achalfua kamei, they brought her in front of him again. Amar lahu ikanis vehadar izi. Let's go and let's get married right away. I can't wait another 6 years. And then I'll go back to learning. But he was embarrassed from his father. So Amar Le, his father told him, Beni dat konecha yeshbecha, do you have the knowledge of your creator? Meikaraktiv, it says initially by Hashem said, Tevi'emu v'titaremu, that first Hashem was going to bring us to the land and then he was going to implant us in the land. So ulvasovktiv, and then only afterwards it says, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'tocham, that make for me a mikdash and you should reside and I should reside my presence inside of it. Meaning it's trying to compare, the aspect of Har Sinai to Kiddushin, to engagement, and the Shekhinah that resides as the Nisuin, saying that Hashem couldn't hold his Shekhinah back, so also this man couldn't hold back his marriage, he wanted to get married, he had so much love for the woman. Azil Yativ Tarte Sereshene Bebe Rav. He went and sat 12 years in the Beit Midrash of Rav. We're on 62b, Samech Bet Amud Bet, towards the bottom. Okay? Ad Ata, until he came back home, Yakira Devitu, his wife became sterile. So she couldn't have children. Amar Rebbe, hechi na'avid. So Rebbe said, what should I do for my son? What should we do? Nigarsha. No. Higher, higher, higher. A little bit higher. A little bit lower. Okay. If we say he should get a divorce, Yomiru Aniyazo Leshav Shimera. What? This woman, she waited for so long. It was all for nothing. It was all in for no reason that she waited for her husband 12 years in the Beit Midrash. Nin Nasivi Tadach Hariti. If he marries another wife, Yomiru Zo Ishtova Zo Zonato. Everybody's going to say, the new wife is his real wife. The one that he didn't have children with is his Zonah. It's the woman he just sleeps around with. So Ba'e Ala Rachame, Rebbe prayed for her, ve'itziat, and she became healed. So, if only we had Rebbe's prayers nowadays that he can heal like that, that would be ideal. Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai, Havaka Azila be'Rav. He was going, Rabbi Chananya was going to the academy of Rav, Bishili Hilalei de Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Towards the end of the wedding of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he was going back to yeshiva. So Amar le, Yakiv li ade atei ve'adach. So Rabbi Shimon told him, wait for me, I'll come with you. So he said to him, lo yikvale. He said, no, I'm not waiting for you. He went. Azal yativ. I don't know why. I think it's an interesting question. Why the Gemara needs to say that line? Like, why did it have to tell us he was at the wedding of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? At the end of the wedding, he went, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai told him to wait. He didn't wait. That part is not going to be connected to the rest of the story over here. But I think the Ben Yoyada talks about it. I didn't look inside, but I think the Ben Yoyada talks about why we needed to know that. Azal yativ teres sarish shanei bevei Rav. He went and sat 12 years in the Beit Midrash of Rav. Ade ate, when he wanted to come home, ishtanu shevilei de mata. The path changed. After 12 years, you haven't come home. They build different buildings, new buildings are built. It's a different path to get home. So you got lost. He didn't know how to go home. He went and sat by the water. They heard that there was calling this woman, the daughter of Chachinai. He was Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai. So he said, the daughter of Chachinai, okay, who is this? This must be someone from my family, right? So he said, they were saying, "Bat Chachinai Malek Kultech," meaning fill your.
Who was going home, Rabbi Akiva?
Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai. He got lost after 12 years. He wanted to go home. We didn't get to Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, he wanted to go home, and he couldn't find his way home. He went to the water. He heard them calling this daughter of Chachinai. He says, "Bat Chachinai Malek Kultech v'ta Nezil, fill your jug and let's go." Amar, he said, "Shma mina hay Ravita Didan." He said, "This must be a maiden, a girl from my family." So Azal Batra, he went and followed her. Havayativa devitu kanahala kimcha. He went and saw his wife, and his wife was sifting the flour. But his wife hasn't seen him in 12 years. So she would be very shocked to see him. Right? What happens? Dal ena, she picked up her eyes and she saw him. Chazite, she saw him. Save liba parach rucha. She got so, startled and shocked that her ruach, her neshama left from her. And she passed away. Amar lefanav, so he said in front of Hashem, Ribono shel olam, Master of the world, Aniya zo zeschara. What, this poor girl, she did so much, she waited for me 12 years, I was learning in the Beit Midrash, and this is what you do to her? So Ba'a rachame Allah, he prayed for her, v'chaya, and he brought her back to life. Tchiyat ha'matim, he brought her back to life. So I guess there's two explanations. You could say he actually brought her back to life, or you can say it was like a near-death experience, and he prayed for her at the near-death, and she stayed alive. Okay, Rabbi Chama bar Bisa, Rabbi Chama bar Risa, Azil Yativ Tres Arishane Bebe Midrashah. So these are stories of all these rabbis who went to spend 12 years in the Beit Midrash. Right? Tell your wives, 12 years we're going to Beit Midrash, we'll be home soon. Okay? So he went, as Rabbi Chama went 12 years to the Beit Midrash. Ki Ata Amar, Lo Avid Kide Avid Ben Chachinai. When he came back, he said, you know what, I'm not going to do what Ben Chachinai did, Rabbi Chananya did, because he scared his wife and caused her almost to die, or to die and come back. So he said, "Ayil yativ midrasha." I'm going to go and sit in the Beit Midrash. Shalach lebeite, and he sent a messenger home to his house to let them know that he's here. Ata Rabbi Oshaya bere. His son Rabbi Oshaya came and sat next to him. Yativ kameh, sat in front of him, but he didn't recognize his son. 12 years, your son changes. So havakam mashil leishmata. He was asking him a question. The son was asking him a question. Chazad ekam mitchadade shmate, and he saw that wow, this kid is very sharp. Chalash da'ate, and he got upset. He said, oh my goodness, I wish I stayed here. And I taught my children like this, and they would have been coming out Talmidei Chachamim like this kid. So he says, Amar, if I was here, hava li zera ki hai, I would have had children like this. Alibete, when he went home, al bere, his son came in after him. His son was walking and came in after him. And so this father, he didn't recognize his son. He saw this Talmid Chacham walking in. What does he do? Kam kame. He stood in front of him. He stood up. So what did he think? He thought, "Who savar le mishalei shmatzda kabaye?" He thought this guy was coming to ask This rabbi, a question. That's why he stood up. You know, it's a very proper thing when someone's coming to ask you a question to stand up to give them kavod. So he said, Amra le Davito, his wife told him, Mi ika abba de kaim mikame bara? Is there a father who stands in front of their son? She misunderstood. She thought he didn't recognize him, and he was standing for his honor. He was standing in order to give him respect for the question he was going to ask. But either way, he didn't recognize the son. And kare ale Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama called this case achut hamishulash lo bimera inatek. This is a pasuk in Kohelet. The Shlomo HaMelech says that the cord, the three-prong cord, will never be broken, will never be cut. What does that mean? Zeh Rabbi Oshaya, ben Osher Rabbi Chama, bar Bisa. This is Rabbi Oshaya, the son of Rabbi Chama, the son of Bisa. That what? The Tosfot says over here, that if you have father, son, and grandson, that they're all learning together, they're all learning in the same generation, the Tosfot says, I'll read it inside, Kivan Sha'adam Lomed, Hu, Ubno, Uben Beno, all three of them are learning Torah, Mikan Ve'elach, from that point and on, once they have three of them learning, three generations learning in this world, Torah Chozeret Alachsaniyah, the Torah will never leave that family. The Torah will always stay within that family. So it's a very big zechut that they had three. Okay? Now we get to the famous story of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva ra'aya de ben Kalba Savua. Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd in the house of ben Kalba Savua. Who was ben Kalba Savua? Some say his name, I think the Ein Yaakov says that his name was actually Kalba Savua, not ben Kalba Savua. So what does Kalba Savua mean? I mean, in Masachin Gittin, the Gemara over there explains that he was so wealthy, he was the wealthiest in Yerushalayim, so wealthy to the extent that he was one of the wealthiest men in Yerushalayim, and anyone would come into his house hungry like a dog, they would be Savua, satisfied as they left. Kalba, Kelev, he would walk in like a dog, he would be Savea, he would be satisfied as they left. That was Kalba Savua. So Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd in his house. And we know that Rabbi Akiva at first was not religious. Right, he wasn't observant, he didn't know Torah, he didn't learn, right? He didn't know so much Torah. So, Hava Chazite Berate, this Kalba Savua, Ben Kalba Savua, his daughter saw the Hava Tzaniya Umaale, saw that Rabbi Akiva was very modest, put together, polite. So what did she say? Amra Lehi, she said to him, Imikachanalach Azla de Beirav, if I get marry you, if I marry you, will you go and learn Torah? Will you go to the Beit Midrash? What did he say? Amar Lein, he said, yes, I will. So she married him in quiet, and she sent him away to the yeshiva. Shama Avua, the father heard about this, that she married such a non-Talmid Chacham, terrible person. Why would she, a shepherd, why would you marry someone like this? Afka mebeite, adra hana'a minichse. And he made a neder, right? He threw her out of the house, and he made a neder that she will not benefit from his possessions. Her and her family will not benefit anymore. Azal yativ terei sereshanin bebei rav. Rabbi Akiva went and sat for 12 years in the Beit Midrash. Ki ata, when he came back, aiti behadei terei sarei alfei talmidei. He brought with him 12,000 students. Shamayi lahu sabah. He heard this elderly man, deka amar la, was saying to his wife, quote unquote, ad kama ka midabart almanut chayim. Flipping the amud. How long will you lead a life of of being a widow? To the girl, to the woman of wife of Rabbi Akiva. So Amra Le, she said to him, Rabbi Akiva's listening from the outside. He didn't walk into the house yet. He has 12,000 students. If he were to listen to me, yativ teres sarei shanei acharini. I hope he goes back for another 12 years to learn. Wow. 12 years. So what did he do? He didn't walk in. Amar birushut ka'avidna. I'm doing it with permission. Hadar azir yativ teres sarei shanei acharini bebei rav. He went another 12 years in the Beit Midrash Rav. There's another question over here as to why didn't he just come into the house?
Yeah, just say hello.
Say hi. What's going on? How's everything? So it's an interesting question. I'm sure there's many different answers. One answer you could give is he didn't want to become comfortable.
Attached.
He was in the yeshiva mindset. He didn't want to come home and then get home in this comfortable couch and get relaxed and then have to go back in this yeshiva mindset. So he wanted to stay in the yeshiva. There's many different answers. Ki ata, aiti behadei. Okay, when he came back after the 24 years now, aiti behadei esrin ve'arba'al fei talmidei. He brought with him 24,000 students. Shama devitu. His wife heard that he was coming. So she wanted to go out to greet him when he comes. Amrula shavivata. The neighbor said to her, "Sheile mane lavush veiksai. Take some nicer clothing. Put it on yourself. You know, your father didn't give you any money. You don't have such nice clothing. Take some." Amra lahu. She said, "Pasuk from Mishlei. Yodea tzadik nefesh beemto. A righteous person knows the nefesh of his animal. Meaning, He knows that we're not wealthy. He knows that I don't wear nice clothing. He'll be able to recognize me who I am. I don't need to dress up nicer. Ki matia legabe, when she arrived to him, nafla alapa, she fell on her face, kamenashkale lekarei, she was kissing his feet, showing kavod to her husband. Havu kamit chafele shamei, and the servants, they didn't know, they thought this weird woman, what's this woman doing? Why is she kissing his feet? So they started pushing her away, like, hey, excuse me, security, take her away, right? What does Rabbi Akiva say? Famous line, Amar lahu shavkua, leave her alone. Sheli v'shelachem shelahu. My Torah, and all of your Torah, all 24,000 of you that you learned, it's all hers. It all belongs to her. She is my wife. Shama avua de'ata gavra rabba lemata. The father heard that the great man came into the city. He didn't know it was his son-in-law. Amar ezil legabe efshar de mefar nedara. He said, maybe I can go to him and he can make me hataran nedarim. He can annul my vow that I made for my daughter. So ata legabe, he came to him and said, Amar le adata de, and Rabbi Akiva told him, adata de gavra rabba min nadart. Did you make a neder thinking that your son-in-law would become such a great person? Meaning, he said, he told Rabbi Akiva the whole story. Rabbi Akiva asked him, if your son had become a huge Talmid Chacham, would you have made that neder? He said, no. Amar le afilu perek echad, afilu halakha echad. Even if he learned one perek or one halakha, I wouldn't have made that neder. So Amar le, Rabbi Akiva told him, anahu, it's me. I'm your son-in-law, by the way. And he said, nafal alape, the father-in-law fell on his face, vin nashke al kare, and he kissed his feet also. And he annulled his vow, and he gave the father-in-law gave him half of his money. So how did he annul the vow? So the Tosfot asks, it's actually a very important question, and Rabbi Ben Chaim always addresses this Tosfot. He says, it doesn't make sense. We know in the Gemara, in Masechet Nedarim, the Gemara says, it's asur liftoach ben nolad. You're not allowed to open up on annul a vow of something that came about afterwards. It was something that came out new, right? He wasn't a Talmid Chacham at first. He made a vow, the father-in-law. Then Rabbi Akiva became a Talmid Chacham. How can he annul the vow of something that wasn't there from before? So the Tosfot gives a few answers. One answer that he gives is Naaseh ketole nidro bedavar. It's as if he depended, he made it contingent, his neder, on something. Meaning, my neder is contingent that this person will not become a Talmid Chacham. That was his neder. But had he become a Talmid Chacham? It's not nolad, it's not something new, it's contingency. So because he made a contingency on that davar, that's considered to be able to annul that vow. That's what he did. Okay. Barte Rabbi Akiva, the daughter of Rabbi Akiva now, Avdal Leila ben Azai Hachi. She did the same thing for Ben Azai. She went, engaged with him, she said, go to the Beit Midrash, go learn. This is what people say, Rechila Batar Rechila Azla. An animal, their ooh, the son of an ooh, or the daughter of an ooh, and after an ooh will go and travel. Meaning they follow. Meaning the daughter of Rabbi Akiva's wife, who did the same thing, is going to do the same thing. But actually more in depth, Rechila is a name, it's an animal, it's an ooh, but Rechila also comes from the word Rachel. The name Rachel was the name of Rabbi Akiva's wife.
Right.
So that has that word in there also. It says Rechila, Batar Rechila Azla. She's going to go after Rachel. Right, just like a mother does, so too the daughter will do. The daughters follow the mothers. Okay, it's an interesting question over here. We know the Gemara actually in Masechet Sotah says that Ben Azai didn't get married. There's two opinions. There's three opinions, but whatever. There's two opinions. He either got married and got divorced, because he never had children, or he never got married altogether. So if he never got married, how do you make sense in this Gemara? He says he got married over here.
This is one. He says he was married with his Torah.
This is so. Yes, exactly. So he said he got so involved with his Torah that he didn't get married. So the Gemara said, how does that make any sense? First of all, it's a huge question how someone can do that. You have an obligation to get married, right? That's a huge, another sugya. When we get to Masechet Sotah, we'll talk about it. But how, this Gemara is saying, he got married. So the Tosfot asked this question, and the Tosfot says it wasn't actually marriage, it was kiddushin. He got engaged. Over there, the Gemara was saying he never actually got married. Over here, it's saying he got engaged, he didn't get married. So it agrees, according to that opinion as well. Okay, Rav Yosef, Bered Rava, Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, Shadrei Avuhe, Lebei Rav. So his father sent him, sent Rav Yosef to go learn in the Beit Midrash. Lekamed Rav Yosef, in front of Rav Yosef. Paskule Shitshane, he gave him 6 years. Kihava Tlat, when third year passed, Tlat Shane, Mata Ma'ale Yomad Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur arrived, he said, maybe I'll go home. Amar Ezil Vechazinu Le Inshai Beiti, maybe I'll go see my family, I haven't seen them in a while. So what happened? Shama Avua, Avui, father heard, Shakal mana, he took a weapon, v'nafak l'apeh, he came out to fight him. He said, you're not leaving. Get back in the Beit Midrash. Amar le, zonatcha niskarta, what, you remembered about your zona? About your woman? Says Ikad Amri, some say Amarle Yonatchan is Katri. Remembered about your bird.
Your
what is called the bird? Bird is a doves. Doves are very loyal to one another.
Yeah.
So you remembered about your loyal one. Is that what you're remembering? He threw it. He stopped him. They got too involved arguing back and forth. And lo morivsik velo morivsik. Neither of them were able to do a seudat mafsekin. Neither of them ate before Yom Kippur. They went into Yom Kippur without eating. So that was the case. Okay, this is pretty much the first part of the daf. Goes through all the different stories of the rabbanim that went to yeshiva for a very long period of time, and they only came back afterwards. And all these different types of stories: Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Nazai, v'chulim v'chulim. New Mishnah: Hamoredet al bala, a woman who rebels on her husband. We'll see what this means in the Gemara. Pochatina mikdubata, we take away from her ketubah shiva dinarin b'shabbat, 7 dinars every week, which is 1 dinar a day. We take away from her ketubah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says shiva terafkein. That he says 7 tarfikin. We're going to see in the Gemara what that is, what value that is. Ad matai hu pochet, until what point do you remove from the ketubah? Ad keneged ketubata, until you take away the whole ketubah. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Rabbi Yosef says leolam hu pochet veholech ad sheim tipola yerusha mimakom acher goveh hemena. He takes away from the ketubah, and even more than the ketubah, to the extent that she goes into negatives, that if she were to receive inheritance in the future, he would collect from it. V'chen ha-mored al ishto, and also a man who rebels against his wife. Mosifin al ketubata. They add on her ketubah, 3 dinarin b'shabbat, 3 dinars a week, not 7, 3. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, 3 tarfikin. We're going to see in the Gemara what the value is. Moredet mimai. What does it mean, rebelling? So Rav Huna amar mitashmish amitah. Rav Huna says, from having relations. The woman says, I'm not having relations. We take away from the ketubah. Same thing with the man. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina Amar, he says, no, mi melacha, from work, from the work that she has to do for him. So the Gemara says, Tanan, we said in the Mishnah, v'chen hamored al ishto, a husband who rebels against his wife. So it makes sense, bisha malamanda amar mitashmish, it makes sense if you say it's talking about relations, lechaye, that makes sense. Ela lamanda amar melacha, but if you're talking about from work, mi mishubad la, is he obligated to do work for her? The Gemara says, "In, yes, he is." But Omer eni zan ve'eni mifarnes. If he says, "I'm not supporting her, I'm not taking care of her," that's also problematic. The Gemara says, "Veha amarav ha Omer eni zan ve'eni mifarnes." If he says, "I'm not going to support her," yotzi ve'eten ketubah. You give the ketubah right away. You don't add on the ketubah. So when do you find a situation that you add? So the Gemara answers, "Ve'lav le'amluche be'ba'eh." Don't we need to go and speak to him first? We go and speak to him. We ask him, "Hey, you know what you're doing is wrong. We're gonna have to. You're gonna have to give a ketubah." In that meantime, that they're speaking to him every day, every week, they're adding three dinarim. So that's the time period that they're referring to. That you add a dinar, just that period. Meitive, we have a contradiction. Achad li arusa, whether it's an engaged woman, v'nesua, married woman, v'afilu nida or nida, v'afilu chola, a sick woman, v'afilu shomeret yavam, or a woman is waiting for her yavam, all of them are the same in this regard. That they are, if they rebel, we take away. If the husband rebels, we add on. So Gemara, skip the parentheses, there's no girsa for that. Go to the last line. Bisham alamanda amar mitashmish. It makes sense according to the opinion that says it's talking about relations. Hainu de katane chola. That's why it said a sick person, right? A sick woman. Ela, flipping the amur, ela demanda amar mi melacha. But according to the one who says, work, chola bat melachai, is a woman who is sick, is she obligated to do the work for her husband? Obviously not, right? So why does it say work? Ela, mitashmish kulei alma lo pligi dehavya moredet. Everybody agrees that if a woman or a man says, I'm not having relations, that's considered rebelling, we subtract or we add on the ketubah. But ki pligi, the machloket that we had in the Gemara is mi melacha, about work. More savar mi melacha lo havia moredet. The first opinion we brought, which was Rav Huna, says that if somebody says, I'm not going to do work for my wife, or the woman says, I'm not going to do work for the husband, it's not considered moredet, not considered rebelling. Well, more savar, and the other opinion says that it is considered melacha mi melacha nami hi havia moredet. That if a man says to his wife, I'm not going to do work for her, it's considered rebelling against her. And therefore, we add on to the ketubah. Okay? They heard one line, they got excited. They heard the first opinion. Okay? They didn't hear the end though. I think the halakha is like the first opinion, but they didn't hear that one. Okay. So it's a machloket between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yosei. If we say, first opinion says that melacha is not considered rebelling. Second opinion says melacha is considered rebelling. Okay. Gufa. We go back. Hamoredet al bala. We send our mishnah someone who rebels against the husband. Pochatin la miktubata. Shiva dinarim b'shabbat. We take away from the ketubah 7 dinarim for Shabbat. Every week. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shiva tarfikin, seven tarfikin. Rabotenu, chazru v'nimnu. The chachamim came and said, they voted and they said, that no, we're not going to do that. We're going to proclaim in the Beit Knesset, in the Beit Midrash, every week, four Shabbats in a row, one after another. And if she doesn't, listen, then we take away the Ketubah altogether. V'sholchin la Beit Din, and the Beit Din sends to her, have a yodad, you should know, sha'afilu ketubatech mea maneh, even if your Ketubah is 100 maneh, hivsat, you lost out. Meaning, you have 4 weeks, fix yourself. The Gemara says, achat li arusa v'nesua, engaged, married, afilu nida, afilu cholav, afilu shomeret yavam, whether she's nida, sick, or waiting for the yavam, the brother-in-law, all of them are the same. So Amar le Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef le Shmuel, nida batashmishi, is a nida woman even able to have relations? You said that a nida woman, you added nida in this category, that if she rebels against her husband not to have relations, then it's considered rebelling. She can't have relations to begin with. So why is that considered rebelling? So the Gemara says, Amar le, eino dome misha yesh lo pat besalo, le misha ein lo pat besalo. Somebody who has bread in the basket versus somebody who does not have bread in the basket is different. Meaning, a nida woman, she has bread in the basket. A non-nida, a woman who is taking a rebelling against her husband, saying, I'm not going to have relations, there's no bread in the basket, she's not going to have relations. How is that comparable though? How is a nida woman have bread in her basket? She can't have relations. So the answer is because after she becomes tahora, she's able to have relations. So it's just a little part of period of time that's stopping her, but over some time, she will become tahora again, and then she can have relations again. So it's just a matter of the rebelling aspect, which is considered the bread in the basket or not. If she rebels, there's no bread in the basket. If she doesn't rebel, there is bread in the basket. That's the explanation.
Cool.
Okay? Then the Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Ein machrizin aleha. He says we don't proclaim about her. Ela b'batei Knesset b'batei Midrash. We only do it in the Beit Knesset and the Beit Midrash. Why? Rashi explains that it's where people are found every week. This most people are found. They come to shul on Shabbat and Beit Midrash. Okay. Amar Rava Daikanami. It also is derived.
Why we're proclaiming to her in the Knesset and Beit Midrash?
We proclaim. We want to embarrass her and say, hey, listen, you're rebelling against your husband. Go home and sleep and be a good woman, or we're going to take away the ketubah. So Amar Avad Daikanami, we can also prove this. The Ketani teaches in the Baraita, Arba Shabbatot Zohar Zoh. Four Shabbatot, one after another. Shema Mina. So that's why he's coming to teach us that we do it in the Beit HaKnesset. Because it says four Shabbat. So when are people most commonly found in the Beit HaKnesset? On Shabbat. Shabbat is the most commonly found time that people are in the Beit HaKnesset. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Pa'amayim Sholchin Lami Beitin. Two times we send from the Beitin. One time before they start mentioning in the Kanisa, and one time after the last time they mention in the Kanisa, they send her and warn her, and then they take the Ketubah away.
Warn her that
you have to go back to your husband and sleep with him. The Rashi of Nachman Baruch Hista, Halacha Rabbotenu, he says, Halacha is like the rabbis, that we do this proclamation. We don't take away from the Ketubah one by one. 4 weeks and that's it. Amarava, Hai Burcha, it's a mistake. What are you talking about? He didn't say this. Amar le, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, my burchate. What's the mistake? What are you saying is incorrect here? So, ana amritak niale. He says, I told him this halacha. Umishmei de gavaraba amrita niale. And from a great rabbi, I told him this halacha. Umanu, and who's that great rabbi? Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, who's Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, okay, ve'iu kiman savar. Who does Rava hold like that? He says it's a mistake. So, kihad itmar, it was taught, Rava Amar, Rava says, Rav Sheshat, Amar Rav Sheshat, halakha nimlachin. The halakha is, you have to go and be nimlach, you have to go and, nimlachin ba. Sorry, you have to go and speak to her, ask her, make sure you sit down with her to see if, what you're doing, is it correct? You have to make sure to speak to her about it. Or you don't just proclaim about her and then you take away the ketubah. So he was saying, the halakha is not like the chachamim, because this is the opinion of Rava in the name of Rav Sheshat. Rav Huna bar Yehuda amar Rav Sheshat, he said halacha ein nimlachin ba. The halacha is we don't have to go and communicate with the woman. We do these proclamations in the Beit Knesset 4 times. Take away the ketubah. That's where the machlok would be. So just finish off with the last few lines. Hechi damya moredet. What is considered rebelling? So amar amemar de amra ba'ina le umitzar nale. He says I want him, but I want to cause him tsar.
Ah.
I want to be with him, and I'm going to cause him tsar. Okay. That's considered rebellious.
Yes.
Right.
Most of the cases.
Aval Amra Ma'is Alai. But if no women should listen to this year. Aval Amra Ma'is Alai. But if she says no, he's disgusting, I don't want to even be married to him. Look, Kafinan La. We don't force her to stay married. We tell her, okay, get out of the marriage, take your ketubah and get out. Morzutra Amar Kafinan La. Morzutra says no. We force her to stay in the marriage. We take away and we force her to be with him. Hava uvda, there was an incident. Ve'ichva mor v'zutran. Mor v'zutran forced the woman. Ve'nafak minei Rabbi Chanina misuran. Rabbi Chanina the great misura came out from that marriage. He forced them to be together, and they had Rabbi Chanina. Velohi, and the Gemara says that's not actually what happened. Hatam siyata dishmaya hava. It was from Hashem that they were going to go back together. It wasn't because of him. And you shouldn't force them. Okay, so quick, 1 minute recap on the daf. We started on Amud Bet. We started on Samech Bet Amud Bet. It's actually a mnemonic. Samech Bet Sav. So they say Kalba Savua. Savua. So you learn out the story of Rabbi Akiva from this daf. Sav. Okay, so they say this all the stories of the Rabbanim that went to Yeshua for many years, and when they came home, all of the different types of stories, including Rabbi Akiva, where he got all of his 24,000 students. Then, when we flipped on the Amud Aleph, hold on, I think there was a second part. I guess it was, yeah, the Agadita and the Sipur of Rabbi Akiva was like 1A, 1B. Then you get to part 2. Part 2 was on the Amud, after all the stories, the new Mishnah was a woman or a husband, if they rebel against one another, the Mishnah said that we pull down from their ketubah one by one, day by day, or week by week. And then once we got to the Amud Bet, we talked about that. No, the opinion of the Chachamim is not that we pull down. We do these four proclamations in the Beit Knesset and the Beit Midrash, and we send one time before the proclamations and one time after from the Beit Din. And if she doesn't listen, we take away the Ketubah altogether. Okay, Baruch Adonai Adam, Amen. Amen. Amen.